It may not have been the best of weekends with low temperatures and a little bit of drizzle on the go here and there, but many residents of the capital city still took a stroll downtown to check out the new pedestrian mall on Water Street. St. John's Mayor Danny Breen, I'm clapping, I totally am, I thought it was nice. St. John's Mayor Danny Breen joins us live by phone with an update. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Janet. How are you?
I'm trying to hold back my feelings, but being in the pedestrian mall zone on Friday was quite a treat. How did the weekend go?
The weekend went very well. There was a good crowd there, considering the chilly temperatures that we had. And, everybody was enjoying themselves and moving about. The businesses seemed to be doing pretty good there. And the reports and feedback that we got back were quite positive.
And do you think it'll grow and evolve from the point it's at now, like with building decks or sidewalks and, I don't know, ribbons, banners? Who knows?
Yeah, I think that many businesses were sitting back to look at it first to see what it was all about. And now they'll start making some moves, not only in the pedestrian mall, but throughout the downtown in the other areas where very, very soon they'll be allowed to build decks on their on their streets as well. So I think that this is going to be a very positive thing for the downtown. When we did this, we did it very quickly. We knew that we were going to have to change on the fly, as they say, with regards to different issues that may arise. So our staff are working hard with the business owners and the public to make the necessary adjustments as we go.
And I did ask you a few questions about food trucks and stuff on Friday when we chatted. What about buskers? Will they be encouraged?
That's something that presents a bit of a problem, because once you do that, you congregate a crowd around to see the performers, and that creates the other problems with regards to physical distancing and congregation. So we're very careful about those things, but our staff are looking at us and seeing what our options are.
And I noticed a couple of people on bikes on Friday, but it was very, very not overly crowded, I guess. So what is the official stance on skateboarders and bikes and even dogs?
Well, they're permitted in the pedestrian mall, and our staff, of course, are looking at that and also reminding people that safety is of the utmost. So being in there, that you have to be cognizant of other people's safety. And that's one of the things, like one of the issues that we're dealing with now is smoking in the pedestrian mall. And we'll be putting up signs shortly to not allow smoking in there, but outside the pedestrian mall, then smoking will be permitted.
And you kind of touched on this a second ago, a few other restaurants that are nearby, but not in the closed off area, like Magnum and Stein's and Shamrock City, they have applied for permits to also set up tables on the sidewalk. And now I have to ask you to break some news for me. Will the city look favorably on these requests and others?
Well, city, we'll be deciding on that this evening. What happens is in the downtown area, if you're applied to have a deck built, it has to go through a process of public consultation. So knowing that this was coming forward, we took the whole zone and put it out for public consultation. So that decision will be made at council tonight, which I anticipate will be a favorable one. And then we can proceed with allowing the businesses outside the pedestrian mall, which is a special events area, to proceed with their decks as well.
And Mayor Breen, I can't let you go without addressing some of these concerning images that emerged on social media over the weekend of dance bars and even George Street itself, just extremely crowded and no observance of social distancing or physical distancing. What's your reaction to that?
That's pretty disappointing. And, one of the big fears that we have here is that we end up going back and going back to the way we were only a month or so ago. So we really need people to be responsible. We need them to make sure that they're following the regulations and the advice of the province. And the province needs to enforce its regulations around this, and they need to make sure that that people that are operating according to the guidelines that have been set down. And the way it works in this, of course, with the bars, that's a responsibility of the Health Department Service, Newfoundland Labrador, and Newfoundland Liquor Corporation. And I think that those bodies need to get together and have a talk to business owners who are not adhering to the guidelines and ensure that they do.
Do you think this will be raised in council this afternoon?
Well, this is outside our jurisdiction. We don't have any jurisdiction inside the properties and the operations of bars and restaurants. Our responsibility lies with land use and physical structure of the buildings, etc. So it has really no jurisdiction belong to the city. We're obviously concerned about it, and we'll certainly make it known to the province that they should be looking into these issues as they arise and discuss it with the operators of the business.
But Mayor Breen, as mayor of this city, I mean, how would you like to see enforcement play out for situations like that?
Well, I'll leave that to the province's responsibility is to enforce this, along with Service Newfoundland and Labrador Liquor Corporation, and I believe the RNC is involved in that. We're not consulted on these regulations, and so we're really on the sidelines looking in, but we are concerned about it and certainly be asking the province to deal with it as their legislation, their regulations permit.
Well, it's good to hear that you have concerns over this. And anything I'm missing, when it comes to the pedestrian mall?
Well, no, we're going to continue on. Hopefully the weather will improve and we can move forward and people can enjoy the summer and enjoy the ability to move around. I think what I hear from a lot of people is it's a really relaxing experience to walk down through the pedestrian mall and to see the kids down there going about with their families. So there's all ages there. So if you haven't been down there, drop down and have a look and support our local businesses.